Good evening. You're listening to Our Mill Road. My name is Kellyanne Littlechild and I'll be here with you for the next hour talking about what's on and local news and information from Mill Road, Cambridge's most cosmopolitan street. With thanks there to Patrick and the Headstand Show. Over the next hour, I'm hoping to play you a diverse array of songs that reflect Mill Road's cosmopolitan flavour. If you want to get in touch with me over the next hour, please do so. You can do that via Twitter at Cambridge105. You can text in 07919 070490, or you can email the studio at cambridge105.fm. You're listening to Cambridge 105 community radio in your city, and this is Our Mill Road. Just going to give you a quick run through of some of the local news and things that are on in the area. Basically some of the shops and things happening. Balfe's Hair and Wigs on Mill Road is currently closed with loads of paper up in the window. And thankfully we aren't losing someone who's been trading on Mill Road for a very long time, Mrs. Vara. She is just closing her current shop and she'll be reopening the business as something else very soon. So that's quite exciting. In other news, the Digital Village building, the freehold was for sale. That's now been snapped up by someone. So it'll be exciting to see what happens with that. Hopefully it's positive for Mill Road. Hair and Beauty Within also got snapped up very quickly. No one knows what's happening to the Calcutta Club, formerly known as the Locomotive, on Mill Road. There are rumours that it's going to be a Mexican restaurant, but nobody knows really for sure what's going on there. Audiovisual remains closed. And the Soul Plaza is going to be undergoing a bit of refurbishment, so will also be closed between the 29th of July and the 1st of August. And Li Ming, another Oriental supermarket on Mill Road, is also closed until the 12th of August. We got a couple of new businesses in the area. One is called Pakwa. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's a martial arts school and it's taken up a residence next to Cash Converters. And there's also a new shop in Hope Street Yard called Fantasia, and it describes itself as selling esoterica, exotica, eclectica, all kinds of things like that, beginning with E. So do check it out. It's run by a lady called Pam Wesson, who some of you may have heard me talk about on previous shows. She is a member of Mill Road Bridges, so somebody who takes an active role in the Mill Road community, and it's lovely to see her open up a little shop of trinkets and treasures in Hope Street Yard, so do check that out. And on the subject of shops and things on Mill Road, I was talking to one of the traders the other day, Matthew Williams, who runs a company called Timbertech. He is based on Mill Road and has recently joined the Traders Association. We were talking about how we can help traders on Mill Road with sort of refurbing their shop fronts. Times are tough out there for a number of small businesses, and not everyone has the money to be able to spend on a glitzy new paint job. So we were talking about setting up a kind of Skillshare group that would perhaps involve local artists, architects and designers, people who could help basically improve the appearance of shops. I mean, there's a couple of artists locally by the names of Karen Jinks and Mandy Knapp, and they've been known to work with Cambridge Art Salon about kind of curating their shop area. And, they're an example of using sort of local skills that we've got in the community to help, help small businesses or community projects in terms of their presentation. So if you have any experience of, maybe a Skillshare project, or you are someone who perhaps is a designer or artist and you want to help out local businesses, get in touch with me. One of the best way to get in touch is probably by email. It's millroadcoordinator@gmail.com. That's my day job. So get in touch. Yeah, normally my music on this show, I like to present to you a global offering of music. And I was also hoping to play you a song by a band called the Bombay Royale, who I discovered at this year's Folk Festival. I'm having some kind of issue with my USB stick. So unfortunately, I can't bring you all of the music that DJ Dan has lovingly put together for you. I will run through now some of the local news. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105 community radio in your city. And as I was talking about before the music break there, this show brings you news and information from Cambridge's most cosmopolitan street, which is Mill Road. And coming up after me is Tim Willett's show, a repeat of Tim Willett's show, The New Music Generator, and that'll be at 10 o'clock. One of the big major events coming up for Mill Road very soon is the Romsey Art Festival. It's the first ever one that's taking place. It's an initiative that's been launched by Cambridge Art Salon, and different artists from across sort of Mill Road area have come together, and they're putting on a range of different events. And there's all kinds of things involved, and I'll be covering that a bit later on in the show when I go through what's on in the local area. It's really exciting, and it starts officially on Saturday, 3rd of August, running through until the 17th. I'll give you a really thorough run through of what's happening there. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. My name is Kerry Ann Littlechild. What is community? And does Mill Road really have it? Mill Road is somewhere that is known as, a community part of town. And I would say, yes, it does have a sense of community here. I think these days people don't normally define community by necessarily the physical location in which they live. Often it's about your interests, maybe your religion. The thing that ties you to other people is normally, an interest that you share in common, not necessarily sort of the street you live on. But there's something about Mill Road which does seem to bring people together. Often it's, it can be a community concern. It could be perhaps a supermarket coming into a street that is, otherwise largely a very independent, small business orientated place. That brings people together. They've got a common interest to try and protect, the individuality that Mill Road has. Sometimes it can be something small, such as, sprucing up a bit of garden area. I mean, we have a community group called Romsey Garden Club who do just that. There's a little area of grass just by the bus stop near the spa shop on Mill Road, and that area has been maintained by volunteers, and they've planted nice plants at their own expense, and they maintain it as well. And there's another couple of projects that Romsey Garden Club have done locally. And I just think it's amazing, really, that Mill Road has people willing to donate their free time to making the area, the physical streetscape, better. And as always, there's the community groups like Romsey Garden Club. I mean, there are loads of community groups all together. In fact, the Mill Road Winter Fair is run entirely by volunteers who are already meeting and have been meeting for a couple of months now to arrange this year's Winter Fair, and it's all done by volunteers. But as always, we need more volunteers to get more projects off the ground. And I think, everybody's feeling the pressure these days. People don't have that much free time to give. And the businesses, they don't have as much time as they would like to give as well. But I think there's a great benefit to be found from, pooling resources together. If everybody could sort of donate, an hour of their time, everybody's got something they can offer, and great things can be achieved. If you look at the Winter Fair Committee, it's a small group, but they achieve very, very big things for Mill Road, showcasing, what a wonderful, wonderful part of Cambridge it is and all of the great things it has to offer. I'm going to play you another song now. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to play you a song by a band called Fernando's Kitchen, who I think are actually based or from London, but can often be seen in the city centre in Cambridge, outside the Guildhall, playing. And they're absolutely fantastic. Now, that was a group called Fernando's Kitchen with a song called Rumba Nueva. And if you haven't seen them perform live before, I totally recommend that you do. Like I said, they can often be found busking outside the Guildhall in the city centre of Cambridge. They do play a number of local gigs too. So do check them out. I'm going to give you a quick run through of events and what's on in the Mill Road area over the next month or so. As always, there's plenty to be talking about. Mill Road's a thriving place, and there's plenty of creative people who live and work there putting on cool things. I'm going to give you a run through of, I'm just going to go in date order. So on the 1st of August, there's a wine tasting event on at Cambridge Vinopolis. Cambridge Vinopolis, if you don't know about it, is a fairly new shop run by an interesting chap called Nicholas Hall. And it can be found in the shop that used to be a sex shop on Devonshire Road. That's the easiest way to find it. It's got wine on tap in there, as well as some fancy chocolates and things like that. So they do a number of events, including wine tasting. And I think Nicholas gets the people who run the vineyards to come in and talk about the wine and the region that it comes from. And he also puts on a buffet. I think it's about £20 for a ticket. Basically, do pop in there and have a look at what he's done. He's definitely revamped the place. Check it out. Yeah, 2nd of August, there's a Mixed Bag Theatre Group fundraiser event at St Philip's Church, including games and jumble sale and cakes and things like that. They're often doing a number of interesting events and things outside the front of the church there. Well worth checking out. 3rd of August is the start of Romsey Art Festival, and I'm going to give you a bit of a run through of the full programme, because there's loads to tell you about. Myself and Dan are starting things off with an event in Hope Street Yard on the 3rd. We've got a small arts and crafts market which features 10 artists altogether. No, 9, sorry, 9 artists. And that ranges from jewellery to ceramics to illustration. And alongside the market, there's going to be a live mural painting. There'll be 4 or 5 portrait artists there who will draw your portrait if you take a seat. excuse me. There's also workshops in the back area of Hope Street Yard, and food will be provided by Jack's Gelato and Steak and Honour, who are causing a bit of a stir on the Twitter sphere. That's Hope Street Yard, Saturday, 3rd of August. Come down. There'll be loads of artists there doing interesting and cool things. You can either buy art or just meet local artists and talk to them about any perhaps interesting project ideas you have. You can also take part in a painting yourself if you wish. There's going to be a big blank canvas. It's called the People's Painting, and it's going to be free for members of the community to come along and put their mark on it, and hopefully we'll be exhibiting that somewhere across the city later on. What else is there to tell you? Saturday, 3rd of August, also there is something called Toys That Make Noise at Cambridge Art Salon. Basically, this is for babies and toddlers. They're welcome to go along with their toys. Any toys that have bleeps and sirens and any kind of samples, and they will be turned into a form of electronic music with Art Salon associate artist Lee Hyde. That's on Saturday, 3rd of August at the Art Salon. Also starting on Saturday, 3rd of August is the CB1 Gallery Walk, which is a guided tour of all of the of a number of art spaces in the Mill Road area. The front room is not included, but it does include Cambridge Art Salon, Aidan Abetz, Williams Art, and Anglia Ruskin Gallery. There's a number of other things going on at Cambridge Art Salon during the day, including a create your own fanzine workshop at Cambridge Art Salon. Again, there's an event on at the Black Cat Cafe, and there is also it's worth going into each of those galleries I just mentioned. They've all got exhibitions on. There's also murals going on around the area by Mr. Penfold. There's a poetry workshop with Patrick, who was just on with the Headstand Show, and plenty more to be checking out. I mean, basically, if you want more information, there is a blog. It's www.romseyartfestival2013.blogspot.com. They are producing a programme which will be out very shortly. Basically, there will be loads of creative happenings all around the Mill Road area between the 3rd and the 17th of August. So perhaps if you're out for coffee somewhere and you see something perhaps a bit unusual going on, that's probably Romsey Art Festival. What else is going on? On the 17th of August, it's the first Great Eastern Street party. As I mentioned on the last show, we have like something like 7 local street parties in the area. Norfolk Street had their one recently, as did Hemmingford Road and Covent Garden. Great Eastern Street, I do believe it's their first one. And that's the 17th of August. Sunday, 18th of August, there's a gig on at the Man on the Moon run by the Last Gang in Town. That's Last Gang in Town are basically the people who run the punk and rockabilly gigs there at the Man on the Moon. Their time is limited because the Man on the Moon is going to be closing as a gig venue. So, get down there while you can, really. Then on the 27th of August, Polly at the Urban Larder is running a sourdough workshop. Well, she gets Peter Vogel in, who's from Loaf for Life, and he runs the sourdough workshop. But do pop in there. Polly's always got events going on. She's also going to be taking part, or at least in the Hope Street Yard Art Market on the 3rd, selling refreshments, so you can catch up with her there. But Polly is a keen supporter of local arts and crafts, and you can buy some of those in her shop, Urban Larder, on Mill Road. There's always loads of classes and activities to find on Mill Road, as well as like other live music events. If punk and rockabilly aren't your thing, classes include samba, percussion. There's new ballet classes to be found at the Salvation Army Community Centre. There's capoeira, zumba, salsa, lindy hop, yoga, all kinds of musical instruments. So plenty to be found in Mill Road. Up next, I'm going to talk to you about jobs and volunteering opportunities. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Community Radio Cambridge 105. If you haven't listened before, it's news and info from Cambridge's most cosmopolitan street. The situation with Mill Road is the best way to find out news and gossip, other than listening to this show, is to walk up and down the road and check out the posters in people's shop windows. That is how I've got 5 current job vacancies that are available in the area. So if you're looking for a job, you can find one on Mill Road if you need to. What have we got? We have got BLD's Cafe, which does the best vegetarian fry-up breakfast I've found on Mill Road. They're looking for a part-time waitress or waiter. Also, the Sea Tree is looking for a part-time general assistant. Pizza Hut is looking for bike riders and delivery drivers. The Café de Paris needs both full-time and part-time staff. And Cambridge Building Society are also looking for a branch sales advisor. In all cases, just go into each of those with your CV and have a chat with the owner. I always find that it's the best to speak to someone face-to-face. Just get to know people directly. So that's the jobs that are available in the area that I know of from having trawled the street this morning. There are also loads of good charity shops on Mill Road if you haven't been down here before. In fact, our Oxfam shop has won an award for how quirky and interesting it looks. I think the official term is something like entrepreneurial display. Oxfam is looking for donations, but also a couple of the charity shops are looking for volunteers. The Arthur Rank charity shop, which is just opposite the co-op, they're looking for someone to volunteer to do their window dressing. It's something, I suppose, a bit similar to what I was talking about earlier, about getting local people to help with shop presentation. Volunteering is a really good way of perhaps gaining some work experience. If you wanted to take a complete diversion in your career, try something completely new, volunteering gives you that opportunity to try something, get the experience you need to get a paid job. The Arthur Rank charity shop is looking for someone who would be willing to try their creative expertise on their window. Perhaps they're competing with our special Oxfam shop, I'm not sure. The RSPCA bookshop is also looking for volunteers too. As always, the community groups, the wide variety of community groups that we've got here, they all could do with extra volunteers. If you can't donate in time, perhaps you could donate a couple of pounds to a local cause. Mill Road Bridges, they held a charity quiz night at the Six Bells fairly recently, hosted by kindly by Eileen, the landlady there. And that was with the intention of raising money to support the distribution of their newsletter. There's a quarterly newsletter that goes out with loads of information about what's happening in Mill Road. And also it provides some information as well, like contact numbers and things like that. And it's great for people who, members of our community who perhaps aren't online, which is more than one would think. So they need money to keep that newsletter going. So if you've got a few pounds to spare, you can donate online. They've got a local giving website, which is www.localgiving.com/Mill Road Bridges. If you prefer to send a cheque or, you know, drop in some cash, basically go and see Eileen at the Six Bells and she will sort that out. And there are also other local groups like Romsey Garden Club, who I mentioned earlier. That's a voluntary group. You know, if you're a keen gardener or you've got gardening expertise you think you could share, it's a really valuable thing to contribute to the area. You know, it's making a difference to the way our street looks. So just Google Romsey Garden Club for more information about them. And yeah, our biggest event of the year, the biggest street party of the year, the Mill Road Winter Fair, they are always looking for volunteers and also financial donations as well. So for more information about that event, you can visit the website. It's www.millroadwinterfair.org. And also, a lot of the information that I talk about on this show is also available on our community information website, millroad.com. Well, it's mill-road.com if you're looking for it on the internet. Basically, that's got a full shop listing of all of the different businesses you can find here on Mill Road, with opening hours and contact details and stuff like that. But also a breakdown of our local art venues and just generally useful information if you live in the area or if you're thinking about coming to the area. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. This show, Our Mill Road, is on once a month. It's vaguely the last Sun... Hold on. Wait. Yeah, the last Sunday of the month, normally. I'll next be here on the 25th of August from 9 until 10 p.m. I do normally play an interview with a local person. And if you've got any suggestions for somebody interesting that you would like to hear on the show, then do get in touch with me and let me know. My email address is millroadcoordinator@gmail.com. I also like to collect local music as well. So if you live in the Mill Road area and you're a music maker, send me your MP3s. I'll collect them up. And then when I've got a show's worth, I basically play a kind of Mill Road special. There are loads of talented musicians in the area. I know you're out there. You just need to get your stuff on my show. So this has been Our Mill Road here on Community Radio Cambridge 105, and yeah, I'll next be with you on Sunday 25th of August from 9 p.m. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's show, see you next time.